The 1920 United States presidential election stands as one of the most decisive and significant in American history. It was a moment of profound change, marked by political upheaval, social transformation, and global shifts. As a contest between two starkly different candidates, the election reflected the country's desires, frustrations, and aspirations in the aftermath of World War I, a devastating pandemic, and economic turmoil. 1920 was a landslide. The election was primarily a battle between the Republican candidate, Warren G. Harding, and the Democratic candidate, James M. Cox. Harding, a senator from Ohio, emerged as the clear choice for the Republican nomination. His victory was secured after a period of deadlock at the Republican National Convention, where party leaders sought a unifying figure to carry them forward after the divisive Wilson administration. Harding was an appealing candidate for many within his party because he was a moderate, uncontroversial figure who seemed to promise a return to normalcy, a word that would become synonymous with his presidency. Harding's platform stressed conservative values, a limited role for the federal government, and a return to pre-war political and economic policies, resonating deeply with voters weary of the upheaval caused by the war and its aftermath. James M. Cox, a governor of Ohio, was selected as the Democratic nominee. Cox was a dedicated supporter of President Woodrow Wilson, and he campaigned on continuing the progressive policies of the Wilson administration, especially the League of Nations. However, Cox's candidacy was hampered by the nation's increasing disillusionment with Wilson's leadership. Many Americans were frustrated with the failures of the League and the crippling effects of the Treaty of Versailles, and Cox's steadfast support for the League of Nations made him appear out of touch with the prevailing public sentiment. As a result, his candidacy struggled to gain traction, even though Cox himself was a seasoned politician who had served in various governmental roles. His support for the League of Nations and his progressive stance on issues like labor rights and social reforms failed to resonate with a population that was growing more conservative and seeking stability after years of international conflict. Harding's campaign, on the other hand, played to the nation's desire for recovery and a break from the war's chaos. His slogan, "Return to Normalcy," encapsulated a yearning for a simpler, more stable life. Harding's appeal was amplified by his effective use of mass media, including newspapers and radio, which allowed him to communicate directly with voters across the country. He positioned himself as an advocate for peace, prosperity, and traditional American values, and his promise of economic recovery struck a chord with a nation struggling to emerge from the war's economic aftermath and dealing with the onset of a post-war recession. The state of the nation in 1920 played a significant role in shaping the election. The country was still reeling from the effects of World War I, which had disrupted international trade, led to a significant loss of life, and left the American economy in a precarious state. While the U.S. had emerged victorious from the war, the societal costs were immense, and the public was disillusioned with the idealistic visions of Wilson's war to end all wars. The Spanish flu pandemic, which had swept through the nation in 1918 and 1919, had further strained the public's mood, leaving the electorate weary and eager for a sense of normalcy. Additionally, the nation was in the midst of an economic downturn. The post-war economy was sluggish, and unemployment was high. Labor strikes were widespread as workers, many of whom had been on the front lines during the war or in critical industries, pushed for better wages and conditions. Inflation was on the rise, and the country faced a period of transition from wartime production to peacetime industry, which created instability. Many Americans, particularly those in rural areas, were dissatisfied with the economic policies of the Wilson administration, which they felt had not done enough to stabilize the economy. In terms of the electorate, 1920 marked a significant change in American politics with the passing of the 19th Amendment, which granted women the right to vote. This marked the first presidential election in which women participated in large numbers. Although women had been politically active in other ways before, their inclusion in the electoral process added a new dynamic to the election, influencing voter patterns in unexpected ways. In some areas, women were more likely to vote for Harding, particularly in rural and conservative regions, where his message of returning to traditional values resonated. This helped widen his support base and contributed to his overwhelming victory. Harding's appeal to the electorate was also bolstered by his ability to distance himself from the failings of the Wilson administration and the deep divisions that had characterized the previous decade. The country, after all, had been through an intense period of idealism and internationalism under Wilson. The U.S. had been embroiled in the war, suffered economic hardship, and seen intense political divisions over issues like the League of Nations. Harding's promise to restore stability and peace to the nation after the war was a compelling message to many voters who were tired of political strife and ready for a period of calm and retrenchment. The results of the 1920 election were nothing short of a landslide for Harding and the Republicans. Harding won with a decisive margin, receiving 60.3% of the popular vote compared to Cox's 34.1%. In terms of the Electoral College, Harding captured 404 electoral votes, while Cox managed just 127. This margin of victory made the election one of the most overwhelming in U.S. history at the time, with the Republican Party dominating not only the presidency, but also both houses of Congress. Harding's success was attributed to several factors. His message of normalcy, the public's desire for a change from the progressive policies of the previous administration, the failure of the Democratic Party to rally around a unifying platform, and the impact of the new female electorate. Harding's victory was so decisive that it signaled a clear repudiation of Wilson's foreign policy and progressive domestic agenda. It was a resounding endorsement of conservatism and a return to pre-war norms. The public's overwhelming support for Harding was an indication that the electorate was ready to embrace a new direction, one focused on economic recovery, isolationism, and a reduction of government intervention in daily life. In many ways, the 1920 election marked the end of the progressive era and the beginning of a new political chapter in American history. This election could be considered a landslide, not just because of the overwhelming margin of victory, but because of the ideological shift it represented. Harding's win was not merely a rejection of Cox, but also a rejection of the ideals that had dominated American politics during and after the war. The electorate's desire for stability, economic prosperity, and a return to a more traditional vision of America was clear in their overwhelming support for Harding. The landslide of 1920 was thus not only a victory in numbers, but also a decisive shift in the political climate of the nation.